on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We can start with news just in. The rolling blackouts have come to an end. Eskom suspended load shedding at 6 this morning, saying it's managed to replenish its emergency reserves. After a 10-month reprieve, the utility imposed stage 3 of the power cuts on Friday, saying it was dealing with multiple trips at two power stations. Now, the South African National Defence Force has revealed the names of the soldiers killed in the conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It has confirmed the deaths of 14 troops in the eastern region after a lightning offensive staged by armed group the M23. Now, after taking the city of Goma last month, the Rwandan-backed rebel fighters have vowed to march on the capital, Kinshasa. The SANDF has paid tribute to the fallen soldiers, saying they displayed courage defending an M23 attack on their base. They were deployed to the region as part of a UN peacekeeping and SADC mission. The UN says at least 700 people have been killed in intense clashes after the rebel fighters and Rwandan troops stormed Goma. Meanwhile, political analyst Kenneth Mokgatle says while military intervention is necessary in the region, a political solution is what's needed.
You have the same people who speak the same language with the same culture divided into borders. The others are located into what we call the DRC, and the others are finding themselves within the borders of Rwanda. They speak Kenya-Rwanda, and they want to be recognized as citizens of the DRC. And the DRC say, no, you belong to Rwanda.
A legal expert says he isn't surprised by the dismissal of former President Jacob Zuma's bid to challenge the SABC's use of the term GNU. Zuma and the MK party approached a high court seeking a ruling that would declare the public broadcaster's use of the term unconstitutional and invalid. However, the court dismissed the application on Friday, judges labelling it mischievous. Legal analyst Sunil Singh.
It's definitely not as a surprise because obviously it is self-created by MK, and therefore as a result of which they cannot ask the court to intervene because of something they've created on their own. Having said that, it is for them to adopt the approach, to approach the government of national unity and tell them this is what we're bringing to the table. And because of the number of support that they have and for the betterment of the country, they would then obviously be far more successful in that right than obviously trying to approach the court.
And Mexico and Canada have announced they'll retaliate against tariffs imposed by the U.S. President Donald Trump claims high numbers of illegal immigrants and drugs crossing both countries' borders justified a 25% levy on imports. Their leaders have rejected those allegations. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau claims the tariffs risk job losses and price rises for Americans.
If President Trump wants to usher in a new golden age for the United States, the better path is to partner with Canada, not to punish us.
China's vowed to take countermeasures to safeguard its own rights and interests in response to 10% tariffs imposed against it. On the weather front, Durban and Underberg reaching a high of 31 degrees today, Maritzburg 33, Richards Bay 36, Ladysmith 35, Volundi 34, Moore River and Margate 29, sunsets at 7 minutes to 7. I'm Natara Nadesan for Newswatch.